Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, trumpeter, songwriter, and music producer, David Longoria.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, April Diamond. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I had the weirdest of weekends. Actually, it might not be weird to anybody else, but it's weird to the way I've been living my life. I actually haven't taken too much time for family or friends. We've just been so moving on so many things, and actually there are a lot of people like that in the studio today, where we pack our days literally with our work. And in the middle of something that I was doing, I got a phone call, and I thought it was somebody else, and I had to take the phone call, so I answered the call, and it was literally somebody I hadn't spoken to in, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, or 7 years. And it was somebody I knew well, but just the way life is. And I made this decision right away in my head saying, I'm going to have a conversation, and it's going to be like one of those old conversations that it's going to last however long it's going to last. Don't put a limit on it. Try and think out of the box for a moment. And that night I was meeting with a friend who actually is happily in the studio tonight. Giada Valenti is here with us in the studio. So excited to have her here. I was meeting with her, and that was one of those things too. I'm not going to put a limit on it. I'm just going to allow it to be what it is. And it went on for hours and hours. And to me, that's a weird thing because I don't do that. I say I got an hour, or it's a lunch meeting, or it's, you know, dinner between this time and that time, and even phone calls. I'm busy right now, but what is it that we should talk about or we need to talk about? The reason I say this is because I got a heavy dose this weekend of what people in my circle, or even people that I haven't talked to in a long time, and Sunday actually went very similarly. I got a heavy dose of what they're up to, and it was bizarre in a way that they are up to similar things that I've been up to, that I'm up to, or that I want to be up to. And I thought, how does that kind of happen? And it's interesting because at the same time, I'm working on getting ready for this show, which we were calling We Are One, with our guest, David Longoria, thanks to a song he's written, We Are One. And I'm thinking, like, how is it that this friend that I haven't talked to in 7 years is up to the same thing in a way, but in a different field that I am, and that this other friend, and she's a girl, but she's up to something similar, and that guy is, and how does that happen? And at the same time, I'm working on the We Are One thing, and We Are One thing. I'm like, holy, you know what? We are one. I mean, this actually means something bigger than what a lot of us take this to mean. It doesn't mean we're the same person. This weekend I was getting like we're thinking some of the same things here. And what I like about having come to this realization, and what I like about this song, We Are One, it says so much. And maybe one of the biggest things it says is that we are not alone. I, Filippo, am not alone in my thoughts about my career this way and all that, because obviously all my friends around me that I haven't talked to for a long time are doing similar things. But maybe I'm also not alone in wanting to see good in the world. I'm also not alone, and I know this, but maybe, just maybe, that circle of people that believes we are one and that it's time for us to work together and have a greater world, Maybe that's a huge, huge circle. And we'll talk about circles and how big they get in various fields. This song is started as a circle, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so can't wait to talk with our guest, David Longoria, today, and have our musical guest join us a little later on, April Diamond, all here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show when we come back.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we are one. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark. Hey, Mark, we're one, you know?
I'm so excited after 8 years of doing this show that you finally come to that conclusion. And thank gosh for our guest and David and We Are One song for us to all come together now, finally.
Well, you know, we know things and we know things.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking while you were talking about that and that congruence, how many times as a kid I would notice synchronicity. Didn't really know what it was,
right.
but the coincidence, right? Can't believe you just called. I was just thinking about you. You look back and no, it's not a coincidence. It's a synchronicity. It's connection. It's that, you know, when you're in that entrainment and dialing in and tuning in to the greater connection that is, well, we are one. See what I did there?
I like it. I like it. And I'm excited. We are one with guest internationally renowned trumpet player, singer, and songwriter, Billboard artist, and music producer, all around great guy and funny guy, David Longoria. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, I can't possibly live up to all that. I have to leave. I'm out of here.
No, just be one.
Okay, I will. You know, I want to tell you before you go any further, this song didn't start out being called We Are One. It was all in Spanish. It was called We Are Juan. And
oh,
it didn't go. Nobody
no,
liked it
didn't.
At all. No, no. My friend Juan,
Juan
said,
liked it.
My friend Juan says, that's the dumbest joke you've ever made, David. I go, no, I've had some real stinkers. Trust me. There's some worse ones.
Oh, and I said an all-around funny guy. See, this is what we get.
And I started by telling you I couldn't live up to it. The promises are assured here.
Well, look. Here's a really fine example. We took a Monday off, one Monday off, and we haven't had that. And because I was going to spend Easter with my mom, and as I'm driving up to see my mom, I get this call. I'm talking to Paul Paget, our mutual friend, and he's like, Monday, you're going to be in the studio recording We Are One, and I had to come back on a Monday to record on your song. How is it that all of these people? How many people did We Are One start with? Let's talk about We Are One. So it started with...
Okay, well, I was making this album. Can I give you the 30-second version here? I was making this new album, and the album is called The Journey. And the whole point of The Journey is that I'm going to take my trumpet to places nobody's ever gone. Mm. And I took the trumpet to make it the melody. Instead of lyrics, it's just going to do melodic things. And I'm going to combine what I do, which is jazz and classical and dance music. I'm going to combine all those elements with the current soundscape of EDM, which is electronic dance music. And I'm going to try and move people, but not just on the dance floor. I'm going to take you places that in this journey, the journey represents your life. And I'm going to take you to different places that we all feel like there are these milestones in our lives. And even though each of us has a different experience on our own journey, there are certain points that all of us relate to. And if I describe a certain thing that happens in our lives, we all kind of nod and smile because that's what happens. Let me just give you a random example here. There's a song on the album called Mermaids. And you go, well, what does mermaids relate to in my life? And what it relates to me is when I was a little boy and I discovered girls, they were represented by mermaids because every little boy falls in love with mermaids and every little girl wants to be one. So my own son, who's now 12, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he used to say to me, Daddy, I love your music, but when are you going to write a song that has a mermaid in it? And I said, well, one day, if you find me a mermaid, I'm going to put her in the song. But he has never found me one. So on the journey, I said, well, let me do that song that represents that. So I did a really nautical song, and it's so fun, but it's in EDM, and it's a trumpet song. So if you hear it on the album, you'll smile because you'll understand it. And then you'll relate to it, and you'll say, that's when little boys figure out that girls are different. They're way more beautiful than we are. They're way more dangerous in some ways, but they're also precious. They're like this amazing creature, and we come to realize that in our own lives, they're so different. And then so as we go through all these things in our life, the journey progresses. And there's a point, though, where you start thinking, well, it's not just about David anymore. in my journey, I got to start thinking about how I can help other people and how their lives are a little bit better because of what I do in my life. And I said, well, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of We Are the World, where Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie shined a spotlight on starving people in Africa. Mm. And they said, well, you know, it's crazy that we're over here living this opulent lifestyle, you know, deciding how many Starbucks lattes we can have. Oh, I can't say that brand name, can I?
It's okay.
Is it okay? Can we bleep it out? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, and then I was at the Coffee Bean talking about it. No. Okay, no. But if we're going to get sponsors, I was at the Ferrari dealership. No, I'm so sorry.
Thank
you. Come back.
Okay.
So, but you know, they did this song that changed the way that people thought about what musicians could do. And if these voices got together, it was like 50 or 60 voices all got together, and they said, let's all do something about hunger in Africa. And they did. They had this beautiful song that came out, We Are the World, and it was powerful at the time. And I said, well, why don't we do something that celebrates that song, but it's not that, because it's got to be uplifting. It's got to light a fire under people and make them want to take on an issue of today. And I thought to myself, David, and that's what I call myself when I'm thinking to myself, I said, why not take on the issue of unity? Because, and this isn't just like unicorns and rainbows and stuff, unity is where we're really missing the boat right now. If you're politically on one side or the other, you can't love and embrace the other side. If you're one race, you can't love and embrace the other side. And how did that happen? Like, we used to all be people, I thought. And, you know, race is always, like, everybody divides by who looks like them and sounds like them and thinks like them. So I said, well, what if we could stop doing that for a minute and just start saying, I love you regardless of who you are and what you look like. You're going to look different than me. Your experience is different. But on this journey, we're all on the same journey. Like, it's different. It takes different paths, but it's the same thing. Mm. We're all trying to love people and be loved and raise a family or be productive, do something that you do. And so that's how this song came about. And I said, I'm going to write a song. And I was in New York City at a music thing, and I grabbed a couple people that I was with that are all Grammy voters. Like, we're in this Grammy circle together. And I said, you guys, hey, you guys busy tomorrow? I'm going in a studio tomorrow. And they go, where? I haven't decided yet, because they just came to me. So they said, okay. So I grabbed about a dozen people and I booked a little studio in Brooklyn. And I said, you guys come over and we're going to sing this song. They said, what's it called? I said, I'm not sure yet, but I'll let you know tomorrow. So they came to the studio and I'd just written this section of the song, but it really told of what I wanted it to be. I didn't have verses or anything else. So I had them sing together. And then as I heard it, the voices got pretty powerful. And I could tell that this was very unique and special. And I said, if I could get, right now I've got like a dozen people. If I can get 20 or 25 artists together to all sing on this one song, This is going to be powerful. We'll take on an issue. And then 3 days later, we had 25 artists. And then the label started calling, managers started calling. Everybody wanted to be on this song because, you know, Corey Feldman, you know, the actor, Corey
yeah.
Feldman, he calls me and goes, David, you've always been supportive of my music. Hey, I got to sing on this song of yours. And I said, well, how did you even hear about this? But the word was everywhere. And he came in and sang, and it was just magical moments after magical moments. And everybody from the Motown era to now has sung on this song. There are literally 700 artists on one song. These are not just like church choirs. These are individual artists of all kinds of music who came in the studio and sang on this song.
I'm sitting here smiling really big because I'm, and two of them are in the studio with you. Actually, three of them, because Tess Cacciatore is here with
us
today.
She is here in person.
She sang on it, and then Mark Legere sang on it,
Mark
and I sang
on
it.
Yes. Well, when you sang on it, and I kid about this, but if you haven't heard Filippo sing, this man has a voice. Like, you know, there's a baritone, there's a bass, and then there's whales, and then there's extraterrestrials, and then just below that is Filippo.
Now I can't live up to that.
Listen, did you hear that? I thought it was like a 3.7 earthquake here in North Hollywood.
Well, luckily we have to go to break, but I have to say I'd never sung as low ever in anybody's studio or even in my shower as low as I sang. I don't know what's going on in your studio.
It was beautiful. It was a good thing. Trust me.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. And by that point, how many did you say? How many artists now? 700?
A little over 700, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is amazing. And there's an even bigger number that we're going to talk about when we come back of people that are gathering together in Washington, D.C., around We Are One. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. And sadly, we can't go because we're doing our recalibration workshop that weekend. But we're going to give you this big send-off here. We'll talk about it when we come back with our guest, David Longoria, and a little later on, live music here in the studio with April Diamond, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we're talking to David Longoria about his song, We Are One. He's an internationally renowned trumpet player, singer, songwriter, Billboard artist. I mean, we can go on, actually. Great
Please,
show
don't,
on PBS.
Don't, yeah.
Don't stop. Don't stop. And so we've been talking about this song a little bit, We Are One. It's actually part of a CD already, The Journey by David Longoria. And I've heard the whole CD. I was listening to it late at night after being in the studio with you, and I was literally dancing, and I'm thinking, probably shouldn't be listening to it just before I go to bed, but I couldn't stop, so I listened to all of it. Some great song. And Mermaid, by the way, Mermaids is on there.
It's
very special. Well, we're not going to hear Mermaids today, but you can hear it on the CD. It's called The Journey, and it's available
everywhere.
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 Okay.
My house. Stop by. Stop by. All 700. Come on by the house.
And to learn more about David Longoria, you can go to David Longoria. It's spelled just like it sounds, David, LONGORIA.com. So we've been talking about this song. Before we talk about it anymore and where it's going to go from here and beyond, let's go ahead and hear it. Is there anything
okay?
You want to say before setting it up?
Well, you know, yeah, actually... I got to work with a guy named Andre Crouch when I first moved here, and I was a teenager, and he had won 8 or 9 Grammys for gospel music. And this is a guy who just channeled music. I kidded him. I said, you know, when you write a song, it's like God gives you the words. Because he didn't stop and craft the words. I sit there and go, okay, what rhymes with rutabaga? And I'm working things out on a piece of paper. But he just like instantly knew all these words. Well, I was thinking about him when I wrote this song because this was one of the few songs. I've written hundreds and hundreds of songs, but this is one of the few songs in my entire career that just wrote itself. It was super easy, and I'm not going to brag about writing the song because I really didn't do much with it.
Wow. And And this version we're going to hear is the version that is on the CD. And now there's another version with the rest of the artists.
Yeah, there's going to be a few more artists on it when it comes out this summer as a single. But most of the artists are on there. There's like 650 artists on the song
now.
So on the one we're going to hear.
Very cool. And we're only going to play a snippet of it. But here it is. Here's David Longoria's We Are One.
We are one race, we are one people, we are one nation under one God. We have one purpose, that we love one another. He said love one another, he said love one another. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one.
Everyone!
We are one, we are one.
Brother, every woman is my sister. We're powerful and mighty when we stand. Stand together. If anyone attacks my brother, they're attacking me. The strength to defend us will be there when we need.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one.
Thank you.
You could just listen to that over and over again. I was watching you listening to that, and you just had your eyes closed.
And everybody in the control room, I saw the heads going back and forth, the bouncing and the smiling.
Well, it's funny because it's one of those things where if you write a song and you work on it with a band, you have to hear it like 200 times.
Right.
And with this one, I've had to hear it about 12,000 times. No joke, like that many thousands of times. There are 1,400 tracks on this song.
Actually, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's actually important. I mean, talk about breaking records in certain ways. That's a record, right?
It is. It is. And it's crazy because when they do the software, people are saying, well, this is good to 226 tracks or whatever it is that it's tested to. But when we were doing this, the company that made the software said, okay, listen, we're going to keep checking back with you on Mondays to see how it holds up.
Is it still working?
To be perfectly honest, the computer started bogging down after about 600 or 700 tracks. And that was, you know, half the time ago. So we started doing submixes and all these kind of things to make it work. But, you know, we're on a mission, and I haven't turned anybody down that their spirit was good and they wanted to add their spirit to it, because it's really more about not the number to win record books with, but it's really about the spirit of a whole lot of people getting together saying, I too want to change the world by adding my voice to this. Let's stand up for each other.
Nice.
Good for you.
Okay, and so with that, where are you going from here?
Pacoima. I'm going to be in Pomona tomorrow. No. From here, you were mentioning that we have a big thing coming up where we're launching the song in Washington, D.C. Some people have been putting on an event at the White House, on the lawn of the White House, for 18 years in a row, and it's called the White House Day of Prayer. And for our nation. And it's really just people all over the country with different faiths, different beliefs, everything. But they all get together and they say, we're not going to talk politics for the day, no matter who the president is. And it's been this is the 19th year. And they said, we're going to pray for our nation. We're going to lift each other up. And I said, well, I'm definitely down with that. I'd love to do it. And they said, and David, we called you because you're our friend that does music out in LA. And these guys are in Brooklyn. And they said, you know, we felt like God told us to ask you what we should sing. And I go, well, what should you sing? What do you mean? And he goes, and this pastor says to me, well, David, you know, I just was feeling like we had a meeting with all of our deacons and all of our people on our panel. And we said, we didn't really know what this 1,000-person choir is going to sing. I said, you have a 1,000-person choir? That I've never heard of such a thing. He goes, yeah. And I remember a few years ago, you gave us advice about what to do with the choir. And this time we made it way bigger. And we just need something that brings people together. What should we sing? And I said, well, are you calling because you know about my new song? And he goes, no, what's your new song?
Oh, wow.
And how funny that was. And I said, well, you know, let me send it to you. Maybe it's ironic or maybe. He goes, no. If God told me to call you and I called you, I said, well, I hope God didn't tell you to call collect because, anyway, no, that wasn't what I said. Anyway,
so after all that,
he does that.
It wasn't a joke.
Why? You know, I just get uncomfortable. I get shivers when these real things happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, it just was so beautiful that it was serendipity or the planets aligning or whatever it really is. It just was a beautiful thing that we have this, and they ask, and I said, well, I can't say no. Of course I'm supposed to go over there. So I said, well, let's go. I'm going to bring some people. We're going to stand on the lawn of the White House. And if you're going to launch something that's a movement around the world and starting with our own neighborhood, our own country, America, boy, do we need to bring people together. These are the days that we really need it. So I said, let's start at the top. Let's start over there where those politicians live and work every day. I'm all for that. Let's get in the lawn of the White House. Let's be loud and let's be proud and let's stand up for each other and pray. And let's bring everybody together to sing We Are One.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
That's just awesome. And you're going to, of course, kick it off by playing the trumpet, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play the trumpet just like we do on the song. And I'm going to do a whole hour concert there with a whole lot of, like, some people from the military, the VFW veterans, some first responders are coming in. We have children and teachers, and we're going to lift everybody in America up symbolically with different kinds of people. And because at the end of the day, we're all just people, who need to learn to love each other again and lift each other up.
You know, we were talking before the show, or it might have been in your studio, I don't remember. We were saying something about how there's so many naysayers. There's so many people that say, you can't do this and you can't do that. And we were talking about how we try and find each other that are encouraging each other. The thing about the trumpet, there aren't a lot of solo artists as trumpets. You have had a phenomenal career and continue to create, including the Journey. It just came out actually a couple months ago.
Just out now.
It's out now. So again, The Journey, David Longoria, David, LONGORIA.com. And you can find it on iTunes and everywhere. So what kept you going, saying I could do this, or I want to do this, or I'm going to do this?
Well, I think it isn't so much that I'm brilliant and I said I can do this and let me go after it. I think it's more like me figuring out in my life that there are things I was put here to do. Mm. When I was a little kid, I grew up in a little town out of Seattle, Washington, and I was on a little farm, and we were very financially challenged. And we didn't even know that term back then. We just said we were poor.
Really?
We got the government cheese. We did the whole thing. So it was, you know, rough times. And I wanted to play a trumpet, and I didn't have the opportunity to take lessons. I started too late. I was 10 years old, and the other kids had started at, I think, 8 years old. And so I was behind where the other kids would be at school. So, and it was summertime, and I wanted to play. And I found out the Salvation Army was an organization that helped people, whether they're poor or whatever their issues were, and they'd help you. So I called them, and my mom said, look, if you call those people, they'll teach you to play an instrument, and you want to play the trumpet, you know, they do that. So I called them, and they said, yeah, come on down. We'll give you free lessons. And they did that. And even though I was poor, it didn't matter to them. They just took me in, embraced me, and gave me love. And that made me realize that, you know, this is my calling to play that instrument.
Wow. Oh, I love that story. And I you gave us the short version, I know, but there's a long version that I love, really love. And so someday I hope you get to share that. There's so much to your story, and there's so much to you. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with David Longoria here on our show. We have our Ask Dorothy segment coming up, and then after that, we've got April Diamond here live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show, all here when we come back right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, David Longoria. We've enjoyed and we've touched on a lot of things. One thing I definitely want to touch on is your organization and the fact that the monies for We Are One go to the organization. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know what? I have a real passion for helping kids, and I think that the promise of doing better in the world comes with the next generation. And if we can continue to teach people, like I mentioned, the Salvation Army gave me love. Mm. I didn't have anything to give them in return, but they taught me to do music. So because of that, my whole adult life, I've taught kids how to do music through the Salvation Army. And it's literally thousands of people over all these years. And so we do a program that goes out into schools, and we just donate concerts to it. And this year, we're doing it even bigger starting in September. We're doing a whole concert series in all the cities, starting with the cities where they had the most racial conflicts and the big problems bringing the city together. For example, Chicago's got a lot of stuff going on over there. They just need a lot more love and people lifting those kids up. And we're doing a tremendous effort over there with a lot of people in Chicago, but all over the country. And in September, we'll be here in Los Angeles I don't know if I can say the Staples Center. I don't know if I should say that or not. But anyway, we're doing it there with 1,500 kids from the school district, all singing with us, doing a workshop with us. And it's just a tremendous thing. And I'm looking forward to spending the next couple of years doing a lot of touring with this, just with this one song, trying to bring people together.
And this is actually all through the WeAreOneConcerts.org organization, right?
Exactly.
It's non-profit. Mm-hmm. And can people donate to the organization itself?
Oh, I wish they would. Could you do it real quick?
Yes, understandably. Yes, WeAreOneConcerts.org. And there they could also learn about where the tour is going, right?
Exactly. There's a schedule there. And also, if people want to volunteer and help us with it, because when you have 1,500 kids you're doing a workshop with, you're teaching them, you're giving them scholarships, we need a lot of people to help with all that stuff.
Yeah. More power to you, David. And there we have one more minute, but it's interesting. You're doing Day of Prayer, which is May 21st?
May 20th.
May 20th.
Saturday,
okay.
May 20th at the White House
at
Lawn.
At the White House Lawn. And then you're doing this thing called Unity Day. Tell us really quickly about that.
Yes, that's July 29th in New York City. It starts in Times Square. And it's a day that they bring the police department, the city officials, all the nonprofits together. They do a big parade, but they also celebrate just looking out for each other. And that fits really nicely with We Are One. The organizers of that heard our song and said, please come over here and feature your song at this. So we're going to do something similar on a great big float over there.
No, see, that's awesome. So already it's working because I'd never heard of Unity Day and I've never heard of Day of Prayer. So already the song is bringing awareness.
Absolutely.
So thank you. And thank you for what you're doing again, David Longoria at davidlongoria.com. And then weareoneconcerts.org. weareoneconcerts.org. What a pleasure having you here, and so happy that you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Filippo and Mark. It's
Thank
been
you,
a pleasure
David.
To be here.
Thank you so much. And with that, we go right over to our executive producer, Dorothy, for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dorothy Nicolette from Pennsylvania asks, my partner said he wanted space from our relationship. I gave him 2 weeks of space, and then when I asked him if it was enough space, he told me that he thought we had broken up. I don't understand what happened. I want to get back together with him because I love him, even though this is crazy talk. I think he has a listening problem on top of the other problems he has. I love him so much, I think I am the one that should be with him because I can help him with his problems.
Nicolette, it's quite possible that you are the one who needs to listen to your partner. Asking the right questions is as important and even more important than assuming that when he said he needed space, you didn't understand that he was breaking up with you. You say you want to get back with him because you love him and are the one who can help him with his problems. What I know is this, if someone isn't asking for help, they cannot and will not benefit from your advice, no matter how awesome and amazing it might be. I also know that those of us with great advice often need to listen to what we are saying to others because often the advice we are giving is really for us. I have a question for you about this great love you have for a man who doesn't want to be with you. Do you love him more than you love yourself? We are taught to love everyone, and we're also taught that to love ourselves is being selfish. I say that unless and until we can truly love ourselves first and foremost, we will continue to attract others into our lives who need to be fixed. This is not a good way for us to be. It's not good for them, and it's not good for us. A real soulmate will provide you with a mutually beneficial, passionate relationship, and he will not need to be fixed. So let's find a way for you to love yourself so much that you will only attract the kind of man who loves you for the wonderful partner you can be once you truly love you.
Oh, nice. Well, that's why that's the famous Ask Dorothy segment. Thank you so much, Dorothy Donahue. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and joining us in the studio will be April Diamond to sing live for us here on the Life Changer Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, David Longoria. And joining us in the studio is April Diamond. She's a pop EDM recording artist. And she, I know you're busy getting ready to go to Washington, D.C., yes. So I'm so glad you're here as well. Welcome, April,
to
the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited, too. And, talk about people, like Dorothy said, people giving advice and, if they're not asking for it, They're usually not going to listen. Somebody was trying to give you advice when you were a little girl, maybe encouraging you to sing. What did you say at the time?
Yes.
And well, who was that somebody?
Yes, I told the story. We were talking before the show about how I first started singing when I was a little girl. And so, yeah. So my grandmother hounded me for about a year, maybe it was over a year, to sing in church. And she played the organ. She played the organ and the piano, bounced back and forth. So to get her off my back, I did it. Okay. And I did it and I really liked it. So I just started the ball rolling.
So,
yeah,
well,
so thanks, Grandma, for that.
Yes, and she's still around.
She is, 97 years going strong.
Awesome. That
yeah.
is so awesome.
Yeah.
And so you are going to be singing two songs today, mm-hmm. which happen to be written by...
my producer, David Longoria, here. who'd have thought we'd be here at the same time? Wow.
Unless you didn't like them. And if you don't like them, it was written by Mark.
Okay.
Like them, I know one of the songs that you're going to be singing came out a little over a year ago or something in its original form. And it got picked up and it started moving. And so mm-hmm. now you're putting out a second
version of Lose Control. Yes, this is an EDM version that's quite popular right now in the clubs. And I think this is Robert's remix, the version that we're putting out as the radio version. And it's getting a lot of play and it's playing all over the country. So I'm going to perform that for you too in a second. But this one is a happy song called Feels So Good. And I get
oh,
to
we're
really
doing Feels So Good first.
Do my thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's get right into it. Here's April Diamond singing Feels So Good live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
A love worthwhile, body and mind, in sync to make me smile. If you're tough enough, then you can give it a try. And if you care about us, don't let this love go by. Oh, when you hold me, it feels so right. Oh, you know how to love me, keep me warm all night. You make me feel so safe, your arms squeezing me tight. Now I know that it's love because it feels so. What we got is powerful, it's fire and ice, not playing around.
Feels good indeed. April Diamond. Of course, you can learn more about April Diamond at aprildiamond.com, mm-hmm. but you could also learn about her and what she's doing at weareoneconcerts.org because she's a big part of that as well.
Yes.
And you're a big part of something. Actually, you created something called mm-hmm. Making of an Artist. Can we talk about that real quick?
Yes, Making of an Artist. I'm a voice coach as well as a recording artist. I work with a lot of singers that David produces. a lot of I work with actors, people in musical theater, just from every walk of life. But specifically in the music business, there's a lot of things that I've learned from David and from Robert. And just working together, making records, and over the years, there's quite a science behind it. Mm-hmm. There's quite a science behind making progress, and to really, for singers, for up-and-coming artists that really want to make it in the business, they really need the right direction. They need to see, you know, where to put their efforts and all the machine. Like, some people are so excited, they really want to do it, and it can be a tricky business to manage. You can, you know, go down a path and it could be the wrong thing, and you waste a lot of time and effort. And it's good to listen to the people that know their business, and David and Robert are the best at it. They know what they're doing. And so I created a Making of an Artist so as to direct up-and-coming artists and help them get their feet off the ground the right way and, you know, become great singers, performers.
Nice. And where can they mm-hmm. learn about that? At aprildiamond.com?
Yes, actually, it's on Facebook right now, Making of an Artist. It has a website that's not quite up yet because we're going to restart it again. I did a small one, and I'm developing, you know, all of the things we're going to do for that class, which will start over at summer.
Well, excellent. Well, here's a thing that we're going to do now. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to hear Lose Control. Now, this is exciting because you did mention that there are several different versions playing in clubs right now throughout mm-hmm. the country and the world. However, this version has never been heard on radio.
No.
So this is a first, and it's coming out this month, or it came out, or where? It just came out. So here
just
we are.
Came out.
It's great. Well, here's the world premiere of this version by David Longoria of Lose Control by April Diamond here live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
Lose control. Lose control. The floor, I wanna dance till I can't dance no more. When you feel that rhythm pounding in your soul, lose control, 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 lose control. Now don't be shy, time to set your body free. Don't pass it by, you know you wanna dance with me. Some music hypnotize your feet and feel the beat. Take my hand, lead me to the floor. I wanna dance till I can't dance no more. When you feel that rhythm pounding in your soul, lose control, 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 lose control.
Grab somebody. Girls, grab somebody. Girls, grab somebody.
Shake your booty on the dance floor.
Guys, guys, guys.
When you feel that rhythm pounding in your soul,
when you feel that rhythm pounding in your soul.
You know you want to lose control.
Don't try to look cool, no, and don't try to impress. Just let your body move, it's a cure for loneliness. Now listen to the music, your body needs to groove. Shake it to the rhythm, it's down to me and you. Take my hand, lead me to the floor. I wanna dance till I can't dance no more. When you feel that rhythm pounding in your soul, lose control. Lose control, 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 lose control.
I can see why that's called Lose Control. April Diamond singing her song and David Longoria's song here on the Life Changes Show, Lose Control. And feel so good. Thank you so much. AprilDiamond.com.
Yes.
And on Facebook as well.
Facebook, Twitter, AprilDiamond19. And on Instagram, AprilDiamondMusic. I'm out there.
You sure are. And in the clubs, when you hear it, that you'll know is April Diamond singing Lose Control. And, of course, at weareoneconcerts.org.
Yes, please go there. Please give. I'm out there promoting it, as you can see, and I'm big, big behind it. So.
And those of you who are in Washington, D.C. or will be, will see her out on the lawn as well in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Okay, well, with that, we have our shout-outs for the day.
We got a quick shout out to give our friends at Kulak Woodshed, which is a live music venue and multi-camera broadcast recording studio specializing in the promotion and celebration of singers and songwriters. All shows are webcast live with seating for 49 people. Artists range from beginners to Grammy winners. Learn more about Kulak. Visit KulaksWooshed.com. KulaksWoodshed.com.
Very good. Today we have a special thank you. We have had a guest co-producer who brought these two wonderful people to us today. She is Tess Cacciatore. Thank you so much, Tess.
Thank you, Tess.
And with that, what a pleasure. David Longoria, our guest, and April Diamond, our musical guest. That is our show. And what a show. We also want to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And a big thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager. Well, on behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, I've got Lose Control going on in my Lose Control. As your life changes, Lose Control, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.